Zero, Amy K, Joel D, a.k.a. The Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to loving you.
Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I'm so excited for my first date with somebody I met online, but I want to make sure it goes well. It's coming up this Saturday, and I was thinking of surprising her and bringing on a guy I know and his girlfriend. Do you think doubling on a first date is a bad idea?
Yeah, how are you going to get to know somebody? You're all going to be talking. It's going to make it, I think, less awkward. So that's helpful, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something that you do. Maybe like towards the end, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like get some time with the person first and then be like, hey, bro, do you want to just like show up? We're going to be here at this bar this time. And then you and your girl can be there and all. You're here. Like that's probably the better play, right?
Yeah, you got to sit down and just get to know them one-on-one. The only way you could have played this, and you've already missed your opportunity, is when you'd originally suggested something to do. And like, hey, actually, you know what? I was going to be doing this with some friends. I mean, maybe that you want to come out, and I don't know if you have any friends, and you could have tried to do it that way. But if you're like, do you want to meet at insert bar here at this time? We'll have some drinks and apps, and we'll get to know each other. Now it'd be weird for someone to be there, I think.
It's just, it's not like a good setting, as a first date. Save it for a second.
Well, like, what is a good first date setting? I'm, like, the worst person at that.
Going to a bar.
That's
having
it?
A couple drinks.
Yeah.
Loosen up.
And oh, keep it easy.
I get loose really fast, though. That's the bad part, right?
You're already sudden, loose.
Yeah, this is true. So, like, you get a couple drinks in me like that, I'll be like, yep, so second date's probably not gonna.
You got a baby one. One drink then.
Just nurse it forever. Yeah. Okay.
Love doctors, you're the love gurus. I've been seeing a girl for a couple of months, and I'm wondering if she has a drinking problem because already 3 times she has wet the bed after we've been drinking. And I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't drink this close to when we go to sleep. And, well, it still managed to happen a couple of more times after we had that conversation. Do you think she has a drinking problem or something I can do to help her with this, maybe?
I don't think she has a drinking problem. I think she's just drinking too much, too close to bedtime. I had a friend who this was her issue. So we had to make sure if she spent the night, you had to bring her to the bathroom before you put her to bed.
Okay, so you actually kind of got into the habit of like, oh, we just know we have to help her with this before she lays down.
She would drink and she would drink too much, and then in her sleep, she would wet the bed. Never my bed, but she got my sister's.
That's like make sure you have a mattress pad down, unless it's like a medical issue, and which I don't know if it is. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she's just drinking too much, right? It's like, I think you should be able to figure out your own bladder unless you're just like pass out and you can't even like function. Then there's definitely something wrong there.
Yeah, maybe you try the Amy route and you help her go to the bathroom. If you guys have had a few drinks, maybe just don't drink with her close when you know you guys are going to be going to bed. Maybe you just actively go sleep somewhere else. If you're worried that's going to be a problem, you might be a little embarrassed, but it might help solve the problem.
Yeah.
What if you put down like newspaper, like in Big Daddy, when he pees the bed, and then you hear it as you're like rolling around, it's all crinkly. She might then be like shamed into not doing that.
The best way to get what you want is shame somebody.
Yeah.
Shame them.
That's a real good way to do it. And finally today, love doctors, you're on the love gurus. When I got home from work yesterday, I set my tool bag down in the driveway behind my girlfriend's car, and I forgot to pick it up last night. And, well, I did notice a couple hours later that she'd backed over it and it messed up her car and broke several of my tools. I screamed at her for not seeing it and backing over my stuff. And now that I've woke up, I'm realizing that it was totally my fault. And I wonder if I should apologize, even though she apologized to me last night.
He needs to apologize. This was all his fault.
He sat it there. She ran it over. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you damaged her car. Yeah. You need to apologize and like, you know, reflect back on it and say, you know, I appreciate you apologizing, but I'm the idiot. Like, that was, why would I put my tool bag right there behind your car and forget about it? Like, even with a backup camera, like, you're probably, you know, just instinct pulling out and you're going to run it over regardless.
So I agree that is the right thing to do.
But
let me just riddle you this. He is in a rare moment where, as a gentleman, he got mad.
Right.
And he probably flew off the handle a little bit. He did. And she apologized to him. and it seems done.
I see where you're going.
No.
Does he just take the win and run?
I think so, yeah.
No, he's like gaslighting her into thinking this is her issue because she ran it over.
But he
won. He's the one who put it behind her car. He needs to own up, take responsibilities for his actions. He needs to apologize for his behavior from the night before and for being so careless with his tools.
But look, he won, though.
No, so, I'd be more upset now.
Zero has persuaded me. So
no.
You don't apologize for the tools, but you apologize for getting so upset.
No.
That's your apology.
I should not have yelled that way.
I'm so sorry. And I got so upset. It's just frustrating because I need those tools. They're expensive. I realized your car was damaged, but you need to be more mindful.
What
if that was
a
child? What if that was our child that we potentially have with each other?
That we left laying.
Yeah. That's what I would say. I wouldn't be such a careless parent that I left my child there. I would make sure they were with me in the vehicle.
Okay, so we all agree then. Take the win.
No, yes. No.
Check your surroundings
next
time, honey.
We all do not agree.
Good. I'm glad we ended on a consensus. Yeah. You're right. The right thing to do is to apologize. I firmly agree. I just see an opportunity for a win, and it's hard to let it go.
I'm on team zero for this one, I think. Yep. Take the win.
Sometimes there's the right thing to do, and then there's the thing you do. You know?
Just apologize. For being upset. That's it. Leave it at that.
Hope you look behind your car next time for my stuff.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.